Before we continue with the Yesaitis of the Michtav Melio, I just wanted to dwell upon one point, which is a Gevalka Yesait, which is important in all Avodas Hashem. But particularly when somebody has nisyonis in the nyan that are troubling him and that the Yetzer Hara seems to be overwhelmed. The Mishnah that we had just now in Pirkei Avos, Ben Zayma Omer, and he has a list of four inyan: Ezehu Chacham, Ezehu Gibor, Ezehu Oshir, and Ezehu Mechubat. And in each one he brings a taich that one would not at first assume what's the basic definition of these words. Chacham, you assume, is somebody that either has a tremendous brain or has a lot of knowledge. Gibor is somebody who either has tremendous courage or someone who has tremendous physical strength. But prowess in battle is probably a combination of both. Ezu Osher, Osher, the assumption is that Osher is how much money you have in the bank, how many assets you have, what money do you control. And of course, Kavod is how much honor you get from people. In every one of these, he taiches differently. But the different taich is also for a purpose, for a reason. Because the one thing that we cannot say is that the basic definition is a mistake. In other words, when you read Ezehu Chacham and you read Haloi made me call Adam, do we have any havamina that a person who is a genius and who has memorized Kol HaTorah Kula is not a Chacham? So obviously when it says Ezehu Chacham, it does not mean this is the one and only taich that I'm about to give you, that Ben Zayma is about to give us. So what is he doing instead? Is he saying, I'm going to give you an alternative kind of chacham? So the answer is that the Ben Zayma is based on a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Al Yishalel Chacham B'Chachmasai. There's no right for a chacham to become vain and to praise himself for the fact that he is smarter than anybody else. Why? Because this is something that is endowed by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and in any case is a tool that you use l'toiv or chas v'shalom l'ra. Chachamim heim l'hara, the pasuk says. V'lehetiv l'yado. And the same thing is true, al yishalel gibor b'gvurasai. A gibor, his gvura comes from his genes. And he can use the Gvura L'Toiv, and he can use the Gvura L'Ra. Al Yishalel Osher B'Oshrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. You have sometimes the most likely to succeed, a Nebach Kaptonim, and the people who you'd never expect in a million years that they should have any Hatzlacha, because they're just Stam Shlamazels, and they're not too smart either. And somehow the money klepts his A like glue, and they become super wealthy. So is that his accomplishment? How could it be his accomplishment if people much better and more capable and more intelligent and more endowed and more in the business world than he? The Teretz is one person buys oil when it's going up, another person buys oil when it's going down. And one person buys Enron or Bear Stearns, and another person buys Chvesa Citibank when it's at the lowest point. And with each person, what do you mean? There's a person's a chacham. So the Teretz says, Al Yishalel Osher B'Oshrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for it. Kiyim B'Zois Yishalel HaMishalel. Haskel B'Yadayos. And all these things that are mentioned in the Pasuk, Chochma, Gevura and Aisha, are things that can be used for good, or chas v'shalom for evil. You can use your money to corrupt dayonim. You can use your money to take advantage of the miserable and the poor and the afflicted. You can use your money to achieve all kinds of terrible ends and to propound your philosophy of terror or of murder or whatever. Mafia bosses are also very wealthy. So lemaisa, a person who has these kishreinos and these kaychos and this riches is not necessarily a person that's good, nor does he have any right to claim the qualifications associated with these things, because he didn't do anything to make it happen. That's why Ben Zayma comes and it says, in each of these inyonim, there's something that you do yourself. That is the moral definition of Aisha, the moral definition of Gevura, the moral definition of Chachma. A Chacham who's loymed mikol adam is something that you have to not only do yourself, but it's something that you have to break your nature to do. Why? Because a chacham, by definition, somebody that is capable, He's smart. He knows. And to have my, I should learn from you? Why should I learn from you? I'm better than you. I'm smarter than you. And I know more than you do. What is there to learn? So loymid mikol adam is a madrega of midas. And it's Maisif Chachma. It's very interesting. One of the pshatim that the Mefarshim say, L'maisa, we go to doctors, and some doctors are very nice. So what is Taif Shabarayfim L'Gehenna? So some of the Mefarshim say that Taif Shabarayfim L'Gehenna means the highest level Raife becomes almost like a god, that he has life and death in his hands, and people come to him with their life in their hands. And he is the expert. He's the specialist. He's the one that all of the organizations send you to. The Fashteitzach, that he could think about himself. What do I have to learn anymore? What do I have to know from another doctor? Why should I be interested in a second opinion? And Mamela, they kill people because they can't make mistakes. It's not shayach for such a person to make a mistake. And certainly not that he should learn from somebody else. It's beneath his dignity to even ask. What do you think? How would you do it? So because he doesn't think and he doesn't ask, so Mamela, he can kill somebody also. That's why Toiv Shabarayfim L'Gehenem. As I state in Andra Mefarshim. So the idea of Loimid Mikol Adam is a very special madrega. But I just want to be myself one thing. It's a very remarkable Rambam. And I always like to bring in a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says that Kishem, in the same way that a Talmud is Mechuyev to give cover to a Rebbe, covered in Meira. The same way, Kishem, in the same way, a Rebbe is mechuyev to be mekarev the Talmidim and to be mechabev the Talmidim, to cherish them and to love them. It always bothered me, the Lashon Kishem, because Kishem means it's the same thing. It's an equation. And it's not Kishem. I'll give you an example. There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin that says that a son is mechuyev to be mechabev his father. Kibud Avayim. It's also in the Mishnah, it says, all the responsibilities that a father has to a son. He's mechuyev to teach him Torah, of course. He's mechuyev to teach him anumnas. He's mechuyev to teach him how to swim. He's mechuyev to be paid to him, to be mal him, etc., etc. To marry off his child, find a wife, lasia yisha. Would anyone think for a moment to make such an equation and say the following? In the same way that the child has chiyuvim to the father, so the father has chiyuvim to the son. It's not true. It's not the same. It's two separate worlds. You know what's the same? I'll give you another kishem in the Rambam. A little bit earlier, the Rambam says, in the same way that a son is mechuyev to be mechabit his father, so a Talmud is mechuyev to be mechabit his Rebbe. That's kishem. You know why? Because it's the same thing mamish. Because zeh mevi'ei l'chai olam hazeh, v'zeh mevi'ei l'chai olam haba. That's the Gemara says, by Avedas Aviv, Avedas Rabbi Kodemus. So you see, it's mamish like a father. And the proof that it's like a father is that when the Torah wants to tell you a mitzvah to teach Talmidim, what lashon do they use? Vishinantam levanecha. Levanecha elu ha-Talmidim, sha-Talmidim kruyim bani. Shenema v'yetzu b'nei ha-Neviyim. So b'kitzer, that's kishem, because it's mamish the same thing. Like a father to a son, so a Talmud to a Rebbe. But what is this kishem? It's not the same. A Rebbe has chiyuvim to a Talmud, yes. But it's not the same chiyuvim as a Talmud has to a Rebbe. Loi minei v'loi miktsasei. So what's the kishem? You know what the answer is? The chiyuvim that a Talmud has to a Rebbe, a Rebbe has to a Talmud because he's a Talmud of the Talmud. It's mamish kishay. He is a Talmud even though he's the Rebbe. How could he be a Talmud? Harbe lo madati mi rabbi say is my sifter Rambam over there. The yoyse mi chaveirai. Umi talmida yoyse mi kulam. And the Rambam says, when you light a bonfire, you can't just take a fire and put it to a big log. The log doesn't burn like that. You have to start with a little twig. And the little twig, you put it under the log, and the eitz katan is madlik eitz gadol. And so too, the Talmud is moisif chokhma to the Rebbe. And with his questions, and with his proddings, he's moisif the havana of the Rebbe, until yaitzei mimenu loshen Rambam chokhma mefayara. Chokhma mefayara. A glorious chokhma. A beautiful chokhma. So what does it mean? It means that a loymed mikol adam is a sine qua non. It's an absolute requirement in being a rebbe, in being a chacham. Zok ben Zoyma, this is something that a person not only can do, is mechuyev to do, but it's up to him. It's not something HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants. Ezu Asher. Avad Givis, if you want to teach very sophisticated, you could say, the real Asher that we assume is an Asher, he's not the real Asher. You know why? Because an usher means you have, and he never has enough, right? So if tzaddik oichel l'seiva nafshay, beten rishayim techsa, stomach is never full. You can feed. The usher never satisfied. If the usher is always striving to have more and more and more and more, and it's never enough, so he's never an usher. And something else. If this chas v'sholem, somebody has more money than him, he's sick. I remember that somebody put in meiridike koiches and tons of money to build a house in this general area. Tons of money. You're talking about millions of dollars. And he was mamish. He was working on the house for years. And finally it was built. It's taka beautiful. No question about it. And he's walking around the house, and I used to pass by, and I see him from a distance. He's looking up, he's looking down, and there's this broad smile on his face. He's so tzufriden with what he accomplished. And then by Hi Hayoyim, and this house was like a few houses over towards the center of the block, and somebody bought the property on the corner and built a house twice as big as his house, twice as fancy, and four times as expensive. And I never saw him again looking up at his house like this with a big smile on his face. And I suspect that this was most one of the most, watching that house go up on the corner was probably one of the most miserable experiences of his life. This is an usher. And every usher, after a point, as I always say, he doesn't need the money anymore. Not for himself, not for his children, probably not for his ur einik lach ad bias hagoyel. So what does he have all that money for? Why does he keep pushing? Because a Fortune 400, it could be a Fortune 200. Maybe it's a Fortune 100. Maybe it's a Fortune number one. And that's going to be him. So it's never enough. So he's taken out an osher. A sameach b'chelko, ichabaltz, ichab the ganze welt. Because that's what I have, what I need. I don't need any more. I'm not interested in anything else. Ezu osher, some types like that. But the real taich, the poship shad of Ezu Osher HaSameach B'chelkoi, is not la'afuke, the Osher who has money. It's the kind of Osher that the Osher comes from your efforts. There's only one Osher whose Ashiras comes from his own efforts. And that's the Avoida Kosha to be Sameach B'chelkoi. That's an avoida kosher miyoid. Because if a person's really sameach b'chalkoi, you know what midah falls away completely? Kina. You cannot have kina if you have everything. And if your chelek is clear to you that you have your chelek, then what do I care that somebody else has some other chelek? Ein malchus achas negas b'chaverto kemaloi nima. This is my malchus. My malchus is my shtender with my gemara. My malchus is my little house. My malchus is my beautiful little mishpacha. Vostaf echom mandash. Who cares what anybody else has? And that makes the avoida of Ashirus. It means it's my kinyan if I achieve it. Regular Asher is not mine. That's from Hashem. Ki miyodcha hakoil. Miyodcha hakoil. So that's the common denominator based on the pasuk. Ezu mechubad, I don't want to go into. You'll notice an interesting thing. That unlike the first three, which are based on the pasuk of Al Yishalo Chochem, Al Yishalo Osh, Al Yishalo Gibor, this does not find itself in the pasuk, and bechlal, it's an extraordinary thing. Ezu mechubad ha-mechabedes ha-briyos. Mechubad by whom? The answer is by the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do I know? Maybe it means if you're mechabed briyos, they'll be mechabed you. And they'll be mechabed you of an emes. Because the pasuk says, ki es mechabdai achabed u'boizai yekolu. And that refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he brings that pasuk. But we won't discuss that. I wanted to discuss Eizehu Gibor HaKoivesh Es Yitzray. There's a Gemara in Maseches Yuma Daf Lamed. Hey, I believe it is. Famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Hillel Mechayev Aniyim. Everybody knows the story of Hillel and how poor he was, and how they found him on top of the skylight, buried underneath the snow, and they had to revive him. Now this person, Hillel, is Mechayev every poor person to learn Torah. Rabbi Loza ben Charsaim, not such a well-known figure. The Gemara tells us that he inherited a massive Yerusha from his father, what is equivalent today, maybe $1 billion. And Afal Pike, instead of managing all of his assets, Yoimam Valaila, what did he do? He sat and learned Yoimam Valaila. Even if it costs him his business, and even if he wasn't able to be so involved. You have an empire to take care of. So Rabbi Loza ben Chazayim is Mechayev all Ashirim. No usher can say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me so much, I can't help it, I have to take care of it, I have to give tzedakah, I have to do this, do that. No, the Das Lam. Yosef HaTzadik is Mechayev Bala Yetzer, he's Mechayev Rishoy. Can't say. So there's a Meiridik Akasha on all three, but particularly on Yosef, and particularly on Hillel, because we know them better than Rebbe Loza ben Chasson. And also, Hillel, I think we can identify most of us more than, because in the sliding scale, we're closer to Hillel than we are to Rebbe Loza ben Chasson. But present company, of course, excluded. But Rebbe Loza ben Chasson is sort of an unknown figure. But Hillel, the whole world knows Hillel. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Hillel, and the story of Hillel, it's such a dramatic story on top of the thing. He nearly died. He was nearly frozen. I have a Meiridik Akasha. It's not my Kasha. It's a Meiridik Akasha. Somebody comes, I'll give you a simple analogy. There's a car parked on the sidewalk, and somebody comes over and says to a little puny fellow like myself, you know, you can lift up the edge of this car. Just go over there and just lift it up by the fender, by the bumper, whatever. So what he says, look, Mamish not shayach. What is that? It's insane. The car weighs thousands of pounds. So he says, listen, I'll show you. He goes over and he lifts up the car. There's only one small difference between him and me. His name is Oig Melech HaBoshan. So he lifted up the car, knew his vas. If I had his muscles, and I had his size, and I had his exercise, and his power, and everything else, comes along a Gemara and tells you a Meir Dikazach. Here's an Arab man, he's Afgahakta Tsaris, he's Meduka B'Yisurim, he needs desperately to provide, and he's not only by himself, he has a big family. There's big Rachmanis on him. And he's fatrogen gefelach, and he can't concentrate. The Gemara says, Shmaitza boi tzilusa. You need klarkeit. You need peace of mind. Where is his peace of mind? That's tzilisna tozen shtika. He's suffering. He feels miserable. He can't provide. You feel miserable if you can't provide. But the bottom line is they don't have what to eat. Never mind. You come along to such a person and you say, why aren't you sitting in the Beis Medrash at least a few good hours a day? He's in the Beis Medrash. Nishtachab ken kayach, nishtachab ken mayach. What do you want from me? I have no shaykhs to the Beis Medrash right now. So you tell him, listen, you can't say that. Hillel! He says, you dare compare me to Hillel? What am I, the Gadol Hador? I'm going to be the Nasi. I have an IQ that's not measurable. I'm going to bring the whole Torah forward for generations and generations. I've never heard of such a thing. It's Nachmamish unheard of. You're going to compare me to Hillel? Hillel, what Hillel can do is like Ogmel Chaboshim lifting up the car. Vasat is Satan mit mir. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. And everybody's not going to be Nichshol with Anashis Potiphar because there's Yosef HaTzadik. What's going on in the Gemara? Notice what I'm asking is, how does the Gemara have, I would almost use the word, the right to say that a Hillel is Mechayiv me?
What does it mean?
So I'll tell you what I think the Gemara means. There is a yesod in all of Yiddishkeit. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'trun yoyim b'yaisa. Le'nitna teiru le'malachi ha'shares. There's a yesod that certain things that are beyond the human capacity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not expect it of us. And this is not our agenda, to be malachim. The question is, Eibazoi, a poor person who's desperate and miserable, can come and say, a matzav of poverty such as mine is automatically underlined, subsumed under Oines Rachmona Patre. It's an Oines that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not expect anything of me. Whenever it's humanly impossible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not put it on the table. And Memela, I don't have to clear Chakiris about what's my matzav right now, how do I feel. It's not Baba Cheshbain. It's like if you tell a person you have to be able to lift up the car. I can't lift up the car. I'll never be able to lift up the car. So it doesn't matter what my matzav is today, whether I ate breakfast or I didn't eat breakfast, if I'm fasting or I'm not fasting, or if I did exercise the day before, I didn't do exercise the day before, I am in shape, I'm not in shape. It's humanly not possible, and leave me alone. But what happens if it is humanly possible? Then it doesn't mean that I am going to be able to do in the same circumstance whatever that Oig Melech HaBoshen can do. It's not going to mean that I can do what Hillel can do, but it took away the Leinitna Torah Malachi Asharis. It doesn't define the category of poverty. That's not a category that has to do with learning Torah. The Yetzer Hara, Avad Givis Yosef HaTzadik, Tzadik Yisoid Oilam, Asher Agev Asher Som Hashem Iftachov Leiponel Arhovim Zeh Yosef. Yosef was Yosef. You don't give a Ksenis Pasim to just anybody. But the fact that it's Shayach prevents a person with a Yetzirah to say, it's off the table. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'trun yoyim b'yosef, that's the Metzius. If Palti ben Layish can take a Cherev Chada Noatz Beinoi, Leveino, that does not mean that I could do it or you could do it. But what it means is that it's humanly possible. And therefore, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that then I have to ask at every turn, every day, every minute of the day, Efshe kenich yetzdielelnen. If the parsha is not in the picture altogether, you don't have to ask anything. Poverty, forget about it. Sickness, chas v'shalom, the Rambam says, that's it. So if a person says, I'm not in the parsha, he doesn't have to declare what is this matzav, what is that matzav. Maybe yes I can, maybe I can't. But now that Hillel exists, it's humanly possible. I'm not going to be Hillel. I may never end up on top of the skylight. Because maybe I don't have that capacity altogether. But maybe you could develop the capacity. Or maybe that day you have the capacity. Or maybe that day you don't need such a level of capacity. But you're shaykh to the parish of Limurat Torah. And that's why, what am I coming to? Eizehu gibor ha-koivish es Yitzhak. Every Yom Kippur, I always say this word. Every Yom Kippur is the enemy of the next Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur threatens to undermine the next Yom Kippur. You know why? Because a person comes to Yom Kippur, we're talking about El Chayid, and Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a list. It's true, Azichred Amol Lashon Hara. I can't deny it. It's true that there are times that I have a lot of kinah in my heart. It's true that I didn't necessarily treat my wife or my husband the way I should have. And I said things that were terrible. and it was because I fell into a kas, which I know is asur. And it's also true that I wasn't so nizer in brachas, and maybe I bubbled off a few brachas and probably forgot a lot of bracha achroinus. Maybe I even forgot the bench on occasion, because I was taken away and I forgot about it completely. And on and on and on. And maybe once on Shabbos when I needed something and maybe I called the guy, and then maybe I shouldn't have called the guy. Maybe I should have asked the rub first. And you have a list. A list. The Zayda that I always talk about, Rav Spiegel, when I was a youngster, I just got married. It was my Rebbetzin Zayda. He once told me, he says, you know, he learned the whole day. He just sat and learned the whole day. And he went to a mikveh in the morning when he was old and sick. Every morning, cold, hot, it didn't make any difference. So an adam chashuv miyot. So he says, I look at the list of al-chaitz. None of them apply to me. So he says, you know why I say them? Because it's in the machzor. So I say them. So at that time I said, you know, Zaydi, me too. I don't know what, so I must have gone wrong because I can't say that anymore. You realize that it's not so posh. You know, kibur avay, zilzul hayrim amayrim. A mezalzul and hayrim amayrim. You know that the Zohar HaKadosh says that your father calls you on the phone. The marshal. The Zohar doesn't have that marshal, but that's the marshal. The rest of the world ceases to exist. In kibur avayim, the world ceases to exist. In the list of al-chaitz, we are very sincere, and we really are contrite, and we really want to do the right thing. There is no question about it. We're talking about Elech Yidin. We're talking about Ne'ila. We're talking about a certain commitment to the Rebbeinu Shlom, and Megita Geshrei Hashem Elikim, and the walls are shaking. There is no doubt that we are pure. Pure in kavana, pure in ratzain, and pure in commitment for the future. And then, the year happens. And comes the next Yom Kippur. And right before Yom Kippur, a person perhaps can ask himself, who am I trying to kid? So the Zal Bazach all over again. Nothing has changed. Now, once in a while, you have a Baal Tshuva who changes his life. He was before a Choyte Pesheya. He was a Tina Chenishba, whatever. But he was not shy. He was eating the Velas Atreifas. He was Boil Bilis Asura. He's Gefel Chazachim. And now he became Frum. So, all right, he has what to look back. But if a person's an Elechayid and he's battling these Yetzaharas that are subtle and these Mechshalim that are not defining him, but simply he fell in, and he can't do it. So Mehechatei said that he could do it. Who says a person can do it? So Eibazei, Vos is Mit Yom Kippur. I wanted to show you a very interesting thing. The Rambam, the first Chelek, Mad. The Rambam speaks about things that prevent tshuva from properly happening. Prevent tshuva from properly happening. Zoktaram, Mehem Chamisha Ha'oisa Oison Ein Cheskosei Loshuv Mehem. It's not likely, there's no chazokah, there's no given, that even if a person thinks he wants to do tshuva, he's going to be able to do tshuva so quickly. Why? And he gives a list. He goes to somebody's house, and he doesn't confirm that person has enough for himself. I think it's like, you wonder, like, what? When do you ever have such a hechatimtza? But there were times that it was definitely so. And that's the maisa with the Pinchas Ben Yoyer and Rebbe, Maseches Chulin. And then it says, HaMishtamish Ba'avoyte Shaloni. None of this has anything to do with us, right? HaMistakel Ba'arayis. Zok the Rambam. Ma'ala al daitoi she'ein bekach klum. It says, I went near her. She's across the street. She's a mile away. She's on the other side of town. She's in the car. I see a picture. I see somebody from a distance. I see somebody across the street. What did I do? I didn't do anything.
There's a lot to say about this lashon shehigoy remes legufan shel arayos, because a person could say, I looked and looked and looked and looked, but I never ever did anything for years and years and years. So that's that from good fashtein, what's meant goy remes legufan shel arayos. Aba miskabit deklein chaveiroi. A person enjoys being superior to somebody else. There's a Yankala in class, and Yankala just gave the wrong answer, and everybody's going to laugh at him. So Chaimu lifts up his hand and says, "Ah, I know the answer." Das ken zayin aritzicha of miskabit deklein chaveiroi. The Rambam says, why is it so hard to avoid? Oimer beliboy she'enoy chet, lefi she'en chaveroy oimer, v'lehigi aloy boishes v'lehi bishoy. He's not mevayish him. Did he get up and say, Yankala is a fool, Yankala is ignorant, Yankala is stupid? He didn't say anything about Yankala. He's just volunteering the answer. He set up his success lemul in contrast to maisa chaveroi oichachmosai kedei sheyiroi miklolam shehu mechubad lechaveroi bozli. Mayrid the kedakas the things all of a sudden. So the first two, b'asav b'chashaychus oichom esud shem sapekas, it's not likely. B'shtamish b'avayte shaloni, I never lent anybody any money, so I don't have that problem either. But miskabit b'chol mistakab arayus miskabit b'chol chaveroi choyshet b'ksheirin. I'm a believer. She'ain a chait. Lefisha I'm a mal sisiloi. V'chiyesham elach shad. Shem asa loyasa. V'hu ain a yodea sheze oven shemesim adam kosher b'daitei kabal averes. And then the Rambam says, there's another thing that's very hard to change. Things that become habit forming. Mehem chamisha dvarim oisa sam yimoshech achareim tomid v'hem koshim lifroish mehem. The fikach tzarich adam lizor mehem shema yidobik b'hem. They're so hard to escape. V'hein kulon deyos ro'os ad miyoid. V'eluhein rechilus loshen hara baal chema kas. U'baal machshava ra hamischaber l'rosha. Mepnei shu lamid mimaisa v'hem nivshom and believer. Who's going to be mischaber l'rosha? You know mischaber l'rosha? Somebody that was working he's working for management, and is a tenant. A Hispanic family. Das hab ich allein gehabt mit meinen eigenen Eulen. There's a Hispanic family. Family is hard to deal with, and they want very much to get them out of the apartment. And it's true, the family is they're not paying rent because they have tinnitus about cockroaches and mice and chazes, whatever it is. And maybe they made a few attempts to solve the problem. It's not so easy to get rid of cockroaches. Cockroaches are blessed with incredible survival skills, and they have arichus yomim she'ein lahem shir, and they run much faster than we'd ever expect a bug to be able to run, and it's a big problem. So they couldn't get rid of the cockroaches, and the bottom line is that they tried to get rid of the tenant, and the tenant doesn't want to leave. So so he says, I thought up a gvaldika machshava. He went over to the fellow and he says, you know what? If you promise to leave, and you hire, and I see that you hired a van, and I see that the stuff is being moved out to the new location, I will personally give you a check for $5,000. Here's $5,000, never saw such a sum in his entire life, the whole rent is $800 a month. He says, I take it. He says, okay, I'm happy, as long as you leave. And he's telling over the story, and I'm standing there for other purposes, and I'm overhearing him talking to his friend. And he says, you know what I did? When I saw that the moving van was gone, I went to the bank and I stopped the check. And he's so mole simcha. And I went over to him and I said, you did a meirid kezach, you know? You accomplished in one fell swoop that you saved yourself $5,000, and you did an aveira that only misos mechaperes olav. I'm very impressed with you. You made a good cheshbon. That's a gvaldik shikul hadas. So imagine for a moment that somebody is connected with this guy on a daily basis. You think that's not mischaber l'rasha?
A Russia doesn't have to be somebody who eats the vels and treifas and goes, geschmack. Russia doesn't have to be somebody that's boilinaceous ish, rachmana litzlan. You could be a Russian, you with a beard and payas, you could be the biggest Russia. Meschabel a Russia, a person doesn't even know that the hashpah is happening. He's his friend, he's his buddy, he's his colleague, he's his roommate, he's his business partner. Zokter Rambam, it's a hefshar lifrish, ma'am, because you don't even chap that it's so ingrained, it's so part of a person. Once something is a roshem in the heart, the Baal Tshuva has an agenda that is very, very difficult. And the more subtle, and the more unlikely is to identify it as an Aveira Ra, like the first group. What do? I just look. Is there any harm in looking? And the more a person becomes ingrained in his teva that he can't get rid of the midah, of course the harder it is to do tshuva. It's the chnoir of ayum how hard it is. It's not shaykh. And I think at some point everybody thinks, lagabi, this avera, that avera, this inyana, that inyana, this midah, that midah, that ain't a chanami, I am what I am. Nein, Rabbi Sai, it is not so. A person is responsible until the last breath to fix himself. And Hillel Mechayev Aniyim says, L'gabe Torah, Yosef HaTzadik says, L'gabe Yetzer, that it's humanly possible to change. It does not mean that we will always reach the Madregas and Chochmah of Hillel, and we will reach the Madregas of Kibush HaYetzer of Yosef. But what it does mean is that we have to constantly try, and we never can say we've reached our threshold. That's the point. If the category was removed, person is in kaas, it's a tchuna. He's in tchuna, it's a tchuna. Can't change a tchuna. Can't change a tchuna. The truth is it hard? It's murder. What did Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's famous statement? It's easier to learn Gan Shas than to change one midah. Do you know that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that since that's the case, you better pick the midahs carefully, because you can't change everything at one time. And some things, it's not kedai. A person bites his nails, let him bite his nails. Akapara. But don't be a balkas. That's why when the Gemara speaks about Mechayev, comes along Ben Zayman, he says, Eizahu gibor ha-koyvesh es Yitzray. Koyvesh has two meanings. Koyvesh in battle, the enemy is conquered. It's called koyvesh. Kibush yochid shmei kibush. Right? Kibush is conquest. Kaivish also kavush kimavushal. When you suppress something in brine, you steep it in water or in brine, it's called kavush. Kaivish means to overcome in two senses. One of them is you take your knife and you stick it into the enemy. You take a hammer and you hit him over the head. And the other way is you simply do not give him an achiza. You choke him. You suppress him. You keep him away from you. These are two different kinds of milchamas. The emison is that even in the Gemara it says, Moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash, im even hu nimuach, im barzel hu mitpotzeitz. Not every time can you take a hammer and smash it over and break it. Sometimes it requires betachbulos tasa milchama. But however it is, there's no such thing as not becoming better tomorrow because of yesterday. And the biggest eitzah of the yetzer hara, I say all the time, is yiyush. You are what you are. You tried 1,000 times, it didn't happen yet. Mehechetes is going to happen 1,001. And your track record is so miserable, the yetzer hara says, that who are you trying to kid anyhow? You are what you are, and dreinish can come. And go ahead and do the aveira. You might as well enjoy it while you're at it. And that is the yisoid that every person that comes to the next Yom Kippur has to say, that it doesn't matter what yesterday's Yom Kippur didn't lead to this and this and this, but this one will. And if this one turns out that it doesn't, then the next one will. Unazei vaita. It's a constant melchama, and there's a siyata d'shmaya that comes from a person that refuses to give up. And that's the gvura of al yishalo gibokim b'zois yishalo misalo Haskel v'yadaya isi, Zokta Malbim and other mefarshim. It first seems from the pasuk that al yisalel means don't be mishalel with gvura at all. Don't be mishalel with oisher at all. Don't be mishalel with chokhmah at all. What should you be mishalel with? Yediyas Hashem. Other mefarshim say no. Without Haskel v'yadaya isi, all those other madregas are worthless. And taking it from the sense of Ben Zayma, all those madregas are gifts that Hashem gives you. But when you apply Haskel v'yadaya isi to Aisha, oivas mikenton mitgeld, that's a big nisayon to give away your money. But der mensch was gita veg de geld, das is Ashir, was is mishala. A person has chokhmah. He's not loimid mikol adam. He has no right. But if he's Haskel v'yadaya isi, he's loimid mikol adam. Then he's a chokham. And that chokhmah you can be mishallow with. Ichab da suf getan. I was kovish my yetzer. I do listen to somebody that's less than me. I hear what the Talmud says. And then, of course, giba b'gvurasai, if a person is kovish es yitzrei, then the gvura that takes, which is enormous, that he can claim to be his privilege and his right. He can be mishallel because he did it. Even with all the siyata d'shmaya in the world, hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. He did it. And that's the yisoid that I wanted to present to you. Now, in the Rambam, as I mentioned last time, that you should look at the Rambam. The Rambam brings the psukim in Megillas Eicha, and there's a special taich that the Rambam has in those psukim, based on Chazal, but the psukim have different pshatim. But he has a very specific taich. Mipi elyoin loyseitze haro'ois vahatoy. What does that mean? So some say, question mark. Can anyone suggest that all these tzaras or all the bounty that Klal Yisrael has comes from any other source but Hashem? Mipi elyoin loyseitze haro'ois vahatoy. Up at the Rambam. Zok perik hey, hilchus tshuva halacha beis. Al yava b'machshavtecha dovazeh sha'omim tipshei ha'umais v'roiv goylmei b'nei Yisrael sha'akadosh baruch hu goyzer al ha'odom mitchilas b'riyosei liyos tzadik oy rasha ein hadova kei elo kol odom v'odom, the famous statement of the Rambam. What's coming next? Roi liyos tzadik k'moshe rabbein oy rasha ki yirava. Oy chacham, oy sochal, oy rachman, oy achzori, oy kili, oy shua. Chacham and sochal, he does not mean endowments of intellect that comes from Hashem. He means wisdom, which comes from learning and from understanding. And sochal means foolishness. You can be brilliant and you can do everything wrong because a person pasha does not have the havana that he needs to have, which comes from his kinyan atayla. Some people have propensities to be miserly. Some people have propensities to be generous. But in the end, it's up to you. A miserly person can change, and a person can descend into the depths of keeping his money and being so narrow, even though he was born with a generous soul. You can be a Rosha like your Rava. Does that mean that the Rambam denied the possibility of a Satan? The answer is no. But the Satan can entice you, the Satan can charm you, but in the end it's up to you. It's worthy of crying and sitting in Avelus, sitting Shiva for what you could have been. And that's what he says, Hushekosuf Acharov. He says that's what it says in that Pasuk after he says, Mipi Elyoin Loiseitse Harois Vahatoyv. It's not from Hashem. It's up to us. He says, what does it say afterwards? Hushakosuf Acharov Mayisoinen Odom Chai Gever Al Chatov. Mayisoinen Odom Chai, what should a person cry for?
What should a person cry for? What's worth crying for? Gever al chatov. The chait that a person does is worth crying for, because it didn't have to happen. The chazer va'omar, and then the Navi says weiter in that same Megillah Seicha, Hayilu shusenu biyadenu umidatenu asinu kol arayz, ro'i lonu lachzor b'tshuva v'lazov rishenu, sh'rishus ata biyadenu. The Rambam says further, never think that maybe the first time around it's up to me, but once I've failed and once I've fallen, I can't get up. No, you can do tshuva. Hu shekosuv acharav, nach besod rachenu v'nach koira, v'noshuva ad Hashem. So the Rambam learns that this is a philosophy that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is giving us in Megillas Eicha. It's a philosophy of how to understand a person's koiches hanefesh, and that it's possible to fight the Yetzer Hara no matter how overwhelming he is, and no matter how poor the weapons in our arsenal are. V'ikar zeh ikar gadol hu, v'hu amud ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah. He says this is the pillar of everything else. Shenemar re'nasati l'fanech ha-yom es-achayim es-atoyiv, v'samov es-es-hara. V'kosuv re'ei anoichu leisim v'teichem ha-yom brochu klolo. Kloimar, what is nice in l'fneichem? I give you a choice. Kloimar shor shus v'yedchem. The kol sheyach pitz adam lasis mi meisib nei adam oisa bein toivim bein royim. Um mipneza inyo nema mi yitein vahoyal of oven zelahem, kloima. Sheina boi rei kaife bnei adam b'loi gozer aleim lasis toivo ay ra el libam masur lahem.
We are in control of our own destinies, of our own hearts. So I just wanted to be mesayim with a gevaldike nekuda. Everybody thinks that in the same way that a person is born, everybody thinks. People are inclined to think that in the same way that some people are born with a better head. It's true. They have a better IQ. Reb Chaim Oizer was able to write two letters to two different people with two different contents, one with his right hand, one with his left hand. Bevas achas. A person can go to a chess blindfolded and have 10 people playing a game, and he can have everything memorized, each one in its sequence, and win all 10 of them, even though they can play chess well. Now, can you and I do that? Can you and I, we just barely write a letter with one hand. Come, you can kratz out a letter. You can write two letters with asachas with two different hands. Mamish, unbelievable genius. When we look at something, we see it as a photograph and we can repeat it 10 years later. When we have to add up numbers, can we add up sequences of numbers? Each number is 7 or 8 digits and there's 50 or 60 of them, and I can tell you the answer of how much they add up to in my mind. The human capacity of genius is something that we have no shaykhus to on that level. And then when it comes to other aspects, it's the same thing. What about Rotzai? So somebody says, I think most people think that way. Just like genius is a matter of endowment from the genes, so Rotzai. You see, some people are very phlegmatic. They're lazy. They don't have willpower. And another person is like a Gibor Kari from the day that he was born. He's strong, he's tough, he's stoic. He has a capacity to be in control of himself. So they say that Ratzon is the same as Chochmah, and it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. So what do you want from me? I just don't have the willpower. Like a person says, I don't have the zitzplesh. I don't have the interest. That's the way I was born. That fellow is like a fish in the water. He doesn't want to do anything but run to the Beis Medrash. I want to run into the street from the Beis Medrash. How could it be the same? So the answer is that what we've said all along today, avada givis, there is for some people a greater nisayon in the same midah. A person that's not shaykh to the parsha of kas can get into kas if he's really prodded hard, but it's rare. A person that's inclined to kas, because he has such a nature, a willful nature, and he's always upset about something or other, he can be in kas in 10 seconds. You brush by a person And the other fellow says, nothing. The second fellow says, excuse me, you should watch better where you're going, but with a big smile on his face. And another one says, behemoth that you are, doesn't anybody ever tell you that you're supposed to watch where you're going? And another fellow goes around and gives him a zetz tzirik. They're madregas, Shane, you know, madregas, madregas, madregas. But even that fourth person has no right to say, I have no ratzon at all. And the emes, when you think about it, Poseach es yodecha umazbia l'chol chai ratzon. The capacity for ratzon is applied to the yetzer hara as well. And that's what we saw in the Yad HaMelech he was discussing. And in the Sfas Emes we saw it. And in Reb Tzadok HaKoyim, a person needs that ratzon for so many things. We have the ability to have a yetzer hara, but we have the ratzon to fight the yetzer hara also. That's also a ratzon. And even though maybe buried under layers of neglect, but when you start to polish off that ratzon with musar and the proper hadracha and cleaving to talmidei chachamim, all of a sudden the ratzon becomes real. And there's no question about it. You see people who yesterday they said, I can't learn because I have no interest in it. And today, I can't stop learning. And people who said, I couldn't, when I walked in the street, that's all I saw was the women in the street. In the summertime, it was mamish a pleasure. And they, because at that time, it wasn't a nisayon. They already gave up. And somebody got to them and they said, fight it, fight it. He says, I can't fight it. No, you can. You will. And today, he says, I don't walk in those streets as best as I can. I'm not looking for trouble, but I have it managed. I'm in control. I don't see it for what it is. I find it nauseating. I find it disgusting. I derive no pleasure from it. It's for me only an isayim. And a few years later, he says, I don't even see it, to tell you the truth. It doesn't bother me. The madregas of a person and what he could reach are infinite. Nobody has a right to say, I've arrived. This is as far as I can go. That's the Yesod, Yesod is Bezal Hashem.